Can we start with the man you've got in, Marcus Tudgay, a familiar face, but why did you go for him?
You know, with Marcus, we need a player that knows what we need, knows what I'm about, knows what the club's about, and he was hitting fine form with him last time until he got, obviously, the injury. But Marcus is a good sort. He's good around the dressing room, and, you know, he's got intelligence on the football pitch, and that last little bit of guile, I think, that we're missing. We've got energy in the team. We've got a workmanlike team, and I just think a bit of guile now will just start adding to them results that we need.
Was he in your thoughts straight away, or were you looking at others first?
He's been in my thoughts probably 3 months, but you know, as we've alerted to probably on every interview I've done, with only having or wanting 5 loan signings, we had to be careful and be quite strategic in who we brought in, and then it became apparent with obviously Chris O'Grady getting injured this last week that we need another striker. So we've held everything off and made sure that, you know, we got the striker in. But Tuds is someone who knows the squad and knows how we want to do things, and he's someone that I don't really have to spend a lot of time explaining what we're about, what the club's about, and what the ethos we're trying to do here is about.
Is it purely just for the month?
It is.
Or are you thinking?
It is initially. Again, and it's. I think it's like the injuries have gone. You know, with Tangs and sort of Steely, we're getting 10 days on Chris O'Grady. But the 10 days, if we don't get, you know, the rehabilitation right, that could turn into 14, 16, maybe 18, 3 weeks. So I'm concerned that, and in that time as well, we've got a lot of games. So we'll assess it and see where that's at after a month.
So it brings up to speed then, O'Grady. You started mentioning there where he's at. Just as of now, what's the prognosis there?
As of now, he's got a slight calf strain. Now, with Chris O'Grady, we were dealing with a human being here who he's finely tuned. He knows his body. He knows his own self. And right at this minute, if you asked him to patch himself up, take an injection, get out there and play, Chris O'Grady probably would. What we're being told is that we'd be looking to a 6 to 8 week injury if that was the case. So Chris wants to do that. He wants to get out there and play, as we know he does. But, you know, as a manager, you've got to sometimes, you know, make sure that you're doing right by the player. And we'll hopefully have Chris out for 10 days maximum. And that's where I want to be with it. I don't want him out any longer. He's important to what we do. He's a focal point to the success we've had, when we've had success. And I want Chris O'Grady back in that starting 11 as soon as we can.
And Dagnall's gone to Coventry now. That deal's been finalised. Thinking behind that, and is it with a view to a permanent one?
Initially, it's not a view to a permanent one. It's to get him out there, get him playing games, get him in a rhythm. And I've got Danny Rose coming back in probably 7 days' time. So Danny Rose is someone from the bench, if we need to, can give us some impact. But I just think, you know, Daggers now has not played for possibly 12 weeks, and he wants games. He's hungry. He's as hungry a player, Daggs, as you'll ever meet. He's, you know, his work ethic and industry is incredible. But I've favoured, you know, Chris O'Grady, Marcus Pedersen, and Jason Scotland. And I think Daggs at times has felt that. So, you know, Daggs get that spring in his step, to get that bounce. What I want in Daggers' step, and we'll see what happens, you know, over the month.
Do you feel he's still got a future here?
Every player's got a future here. You know, if they're contracted, I'll make sure that every player's got a future here if they're contracted. We've had a really successful spell with Jim McNulty going out. He's done well. We've monitored him, and it's a similar sort of thing. I think that players out on loan are certainly better than playing in our 21s. It does destimulate you. I've watched a lot of 21s games over the last 6 weeks, and, you know, you're picking players to play in games, and there's a destimulation to it. So I think it's a positive thing that, you know, Chris has gone out, and if he comes back, you know, we'll have a player who's game ready.
Is Kofi gone?
Not at the minute, no. A couple of non-league teams have been interested in John. We still might do something, obviously, up to the deadline today. We're in talks with his representatives, and we've had 2 non-league clubs approach us for John. And I think it's the right thing for John to get out and really experience some tough football, and you know, come out of the 21s. He's outgrown it. He's better than that level, and I'd like to see, you know, John playing games.
Was there ever a chance that Niatanga might have gone out on loan somewhere?
Yeah, I think with Tangs, you can only hold a player for 2 or 3 months when he's not playing, and then they want to get playing. These guys, you know, I always did as a player, you want to get playing and get in a rhythm. So Tangs, if the right club, the right opportunity would have come up, I'd have probably looked at getting Tangs out for a month, yeah.
Mm. But as of now, you're not expecting him to go anywhere?
No, not at this minute, no.
Mm. What about other injuries ahead of the weekend? What problems have you got?
We're good. We've got Foxy who's come back. He's obviously had the mumps. And Foxy's picked his training load up this week. Kelvin come off with a slight hamstring strain down at Millwall. So we've got him back and he's trained today and then he's going to train tomorrow. So we've been quite precautious with Kelvin and Jack Butland. He's been at Stoke for 2 or 3 days and Jack, he's back. So, you know, we're good to go. And the squad now, you know, with Daggers going out and, you know, Ruben out there now, it's given us an opportunity to really tighten the group up and move forward.
Has the pressure cranked up since the Millwall defeat?
It has on me, because I want results. You know, I want... I put a lot of pressure on myself to win football matches. We work incredibly hard behind the scenes to try and get them football wins. And like I've alerted to before, I'm sick of going into a manager's room and him saying, well done, and we played okay. You know, performances have been okay, but, you know, I live for wins and so does my backroom staff and so does this group of players. So it's wins that I'm after personally, and I've got to turn the draws into wins and the losses into wins, because, you know, we're creating enough chances certainly to win football matches. And I'm a realist. I've gone through all our work, I've seen our work, and we're creating chances away from home and at home to win football matches. And we're not doing. So I'm just asked the boys for that last little bit of quality, that game-changing moment, that match-defining moment. We've just got to be more clinical in that last bit of work.
I wasn't at Millwall last week, but there was a question from fans who were there and who listened, questioning why, when you went one down, Dawson came on as opposed to Sifka. I said I'd ask the question, so I'll ask it. Can you explain why?
Thomas was going to come on, and then we got... Well, we heard that Kelvin was injured, so he's done his hamstring. So, you know, Dawson's come on for Kel, but just because of the injury. You know, if Kelvin hadn't been injured, you know, I was bringing Thomas Sisko was coming on. Right. He got changed, got straight, but it was an injury. So nothing, no hidden agenda behind that one.
Where's he at the moment, Sifka? I've not seen a great deal of him over the last few weeks.
He's in around the squad, you know, he's working hard, he's an impact substitute. That's what he's settled into at the minute. That's where he is in the food chain. And you know, when you're trying to chase a game, he's a sub that you would put on. But you know, he's not in my starting 11 at the minute, but he's someone that's in the squad and he's a great professional who works, you know, works for this club incredibly hard. But he's just not making the starting 11 at the minute.
Mm. Are you playing much differently now to how you were back end of last season when you were so successful?
Absolutely not. And I don't know who's seen that or where you've seen that, but, you know, all we work at all week, if you speak to the players, he's pressing the opposition and trying to force them to make mistakes. The chances we're creating tell you that, you know, so we're not being trying to be smart or clever. You know, the people can make what they want of how we're playing, why we're playing the way we're playing. We're playing the same style of football as we did last season. Last season went up to Middlesbrough and scored 3 goals. Jason Scotland scored. So, you know, that's where we're at. That we're playing a style of football that's very similar. Why would I want to change something that was successful last season? I wouldn't. And that's the brand of football we're trying to play.
People do try and look for answers, though, don't they? When things aren't going well, everything becomes a problem. So with some, it's the system. Some say last year 3-5-2 worked so well. Why have you moved away from that, for example?
Lost John Stones and Scott Goldburn, who were the best wing backs in the league. So that one's a simple answer. Mm-hmm. And again, I think we've lost the flexibility to change because of losing them two players. I think we had a flexibility from going from a 4-4-2, a 4-4-1-1 into a 3-5-2 in the flow of a game. We've probably lost that flexibility to do that by the two players I've just mentioned there. And, that's something that we've not been able to replace. And I don't believe you can replace a John Stones. And Scott Goldburn, for me, is an incredible wing-back. So we've tried to get something settled, which is a back four and a midfield four, and then alternated what we're trying to do up front. So we've had some consistency, and we need to turn that consistency on the pitch into wins.
How perplexing is it? Because on paper it looks like a better squad. No disrespect to the one you had last year. And I know you lost Stones and Goldburn, who were two big players for you. Mm. But you look at it right now, it looks a very good squad, doesn't it?
It is a good squad, and our work's good, and the lads are fighting, they're giving each other everything, the team's giving its lot. We just match defining moments, and there's nothing you can do in the match defining moments. That's something that a player has got to have a composure level to what he does, and we're not far off. We're just not far off, but we've got to get over that line. We've got to get over, whether it's a mental block, whether it's a belief, whether it's a fear in that situation. We have to convert them chances that we're creating.
Two wins in 16. I mean, how tough is that to look at for you?
It's not tough to look at. It's tough to be involved with. You know, it really is. When you enjoy winning football, when you enjoy what you do and coming into work. But what you can't let is your enthusiasm get chipped at and get cut off by energy drainers or negative people or people that, want an opinion. You've just got to, keep doing your work, keep being enthusiastic. You're trying to lead a group of men into battle, and if they see you win, they might win themselves, but they certainly won't see that from me, Mickey Mellon, or Martin Scott and the staff we've got around us, because we've spoke to them on a weekly basis. My staff, that's what they do. They're here to stimulate players, push players, motivate players, and that's what we're trying to do.
One thing you do have is support from above, isn't it? How crucial is that relationship at times when you are struggling?
I don't know who you're listening to, but I think I've got support in the stand, or I think I have. There might be a few people on a website that you're probably listening to, or you might have had a few tweets or a few emails. I don't know, but certainly the stand, the fans that I listen to in the stadium, and the away fans who's been incredibly supportive as well, they support me, and that helps. That helps you go to work and know that you're trying to do the right thing. I think people hopefully can see that we're trying to work hard and do the right thing. I believe it's going to be good enough. And I think I'd say 99.5% of the fans do. But the 5%, I'm not going to change them opinions. I'm not going to be able to, change their opinions. That's set in stone. They know what they know about me. They know what they know about my team. They know what they know about the club. I can't change that opinion of certain individuals. But it's the masses that I want to do well for.
Yeah. And what do you expect from Birmingham then, as a test this weekend? And what do you want to see from your team?
What I want to see from my team is what we work on all the time. And they're an hard-working team. We're an industrious team. And I want us to press Birmingham and give them problems. I really do. As far as Birmingham's concerned, they've got a boy Ziggage up front, and I think whether it's off the training ground, but automatically it does make you want to shift the ball long and get into Zidic. He's got a weapon, and that's his size and his presence. So we've got to get around that. We've got to win a second ball around that and make sure that we're tight in them areas. But they've got some quality, but like us, they've struggled for form home and away. And we want to take advantage of that.
It's a big period, this, isn't it, for all clubs? Because a lot of games in a short space of time gives you the opportunity, though, to rack up a lot of points very quickly.
It can do. I think it's important that you get your recovery aspects right, and you make sure that your balance between training and work's right. So we'll use a lot of intel to see where the lads are after the Saturday's performance. But it is just one game at a time, because you don't know what's around the corner. You don't know if you've got two injuries around the corner. Fatigue sets in, so you're not quite sure where you're going to be. So we'll just take it one game at a time and see what Saturday brings.